I can't say that I have, I lie. He's very famous. He sends me all sorts of things from his travels. My mother runs a salon in Paris, and when Pippa and I are graduated, we're going to Paris where Mama will have us outfitted by the finest couturiers in France. Perhaps we'll take you along as well. It's not an invitation. It's a challenge. They want to know if I have the means to keep up with them. Perhaps, I say. They don't invite Anne. It's going to be a wonderful season, though Pippa will probably get the lion's share of attention. Pippa beams at this. She's so lovely that scores of young men will prod their relatives to introduce them. You and I will simply have to be good sports about it. And Anne, I say. Yes, and Anne, of course. Dear Anne. Felicity laughs, giving Anne a quick kiss on the cheek, which makes her blush again. It's as if all is forgotten. The clock strikes 10, and Mrs. Nightwing makes an appearance at the doors. Time for bed, ladies. I bid you all good night. Girls shuffle out in twos and threes, arms linked, voices and spirits high. The excitement of the evening lives on in a contagion of whispers that trickle from girl to girl. We're going round and round in a maypole dance of stairs and more stairs, inching toward the maze of doors where our rooms lie. I'm finally unable to hold back my irritation with Anne. You're welcome, I'm sure. Why did you do it? She asks. Is no one here capable of saying a simple thank you? Why didn't you defend yourself? She shrugs. What's the point? There's no winning against them. There you are, Anne, darling. Pippa comes up and takes Anne by the arm, slowing her down so that Felicity can slip in beside me. Her voice in my ear is confession quiet. I shall have to think of a way to repay you for finding my ring tonight. We have a bit of a private club, Pippa, Cecily, Elizabeth and I, but there might be room for you. Aren't I the lucky one? I'll rush right out and buy a new bonnet for the occasion. Felicity's eyes narrow, but her mouth never loses its smile. There are girls who would give their eye teeth to be in your position. Fine, then ask them. See here, I'm offering you a chance to get on at Spence, to be a part of something and have the other girls look up to you. You might do well to think about it. To be part of something the way you made Anne a part of something tonight, I say. I look back at Anne several steps below me now, her nose running again. Felicity sees this. It's not that we don't want Anne involved. It's just that her life isn't going to be like ours. You think you're being so kind to her when you know very well that you can't be friends with her on the outside. It's much crueler to make her think otherwise, to lead her on. She's right. I don't trust her farther than I can run full steam in a corset, but she is right. The truth is hard and unfair, but there it is. If I were interested in joining, which I'm not saying that I am, but if I were, what would I have to do? Nothing yet, she says, her face breaking into the sort of smile that doesn't make me feel at ease. Don't worry, we'll come to you. She lifts her skirts and runs up the stairs, shooting past the rest of us like a comet.